Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay. That part at the end.
That's big.
Part at the end is maybe some other people will get some reps here. But that whole first part about Taryon, he can get better. It's a tough job what we ask him to do, but we believe in him and we're going to give him some time. But that part at the end says to me, yeah, maybe that time will run out eventually. I think they should give him time. I think it's an incredibly difficult job. But what was clear to me yesterday is that there were more than a few people that thought Taryon Arnold is the thing that can bring this team down. Like he's the exhaust port that if you drop a protein, two protein phasers into, the whole Death Star blows up, right?
Proton.
Did I say protein?
You did.
So, but he's the exhaust port, right? That's what people are worried about, that they're going to pick on him so much that it's going to bring down the entire planet of the Death Star that is the Lions. And I'm not a full believer yet, but I do have patience with this player in year two in an incredibly difficult job. And that's an elite offense, man. That's a really good offense for a reason. They do that to a lot of people.
Yeah. Like I've got patience with Taryon Arnold for sure, but I do think it was very telling what Dan Campbell said, because we've said all along with Dan Campbell, we've got instances where you can go back to it and realize that what he's saying means something. He's called out players, he's called out coaches, and that's, look, I'll look at that, what he said today is a call out in quotations, because he does it with respect, and it's like, look, he's got to get better, and he'll get better. He's young. He's going to get better. In the meantime, to help him along, Amik can do some of those things too. So he's already letting you know, don't, you know, get ready, because Amik Robertson's going to play more. And maybe he starts. I don't know, but he's going to play more. And whether that's just to try to, you know, kick it in gear for Taryon Arnold, or it's because they need to make this move, that they'll do it. Much like a couple, well, 4 years ago, I guess, when he first came on, or 5 years ago when he first came on and said that about Jared Goff, a quarterback has to play better. And okay, message sent. Hey, we're going to change offensive coordinators. Anthony Lynn's not getting it done. Okay, message sent. Hey, secondary's not playing well enough. We're going to move on from our secondary coach. Okay, message sent. Periodically, he's done this, and it's worked out almost every time. So we'll see how Taryon Arnold responds to this, and we'll see how Amik Robertson responds to this.
248-539-9797. Victor in Northville. Hi, Victor.
Hey, that was great information, man. You slipped that in at the very end about Arnold, about Amik playing possibly. Mm-hmm. That's got to hurt him. But what I was going to call about is about the defense on that last series when they went for it on fourth down. The way the defense was celebrating when they were sacking and all that stuff, high five, and they're so pumped up. I bet you secretly they were probably hoping, you know, like, bring it on, man. If you guys fail, don't worry. They're not going anywhere, and they were ready to do some more celebrating.
I don't know what you're talking about in terms of what point in the game. What are you referencing?
At the very end. very end of the game when they were I think they were around like the 50-yard line and the Lions, when the Lions were deciding to go for it on fourth down at the very last series, or not the, it might not have been the very
pass
series,
to, the one that been the pass to St.
Brown.
That's
the one.
Yep. Okay.
That's the one. And there was like I don't know if it went to like 2 minute warning or something like that, but when they made that decision prior to that, the defense was celebrating like crazy, sacking their quarterback. And
whose
they were
defense?
Just having a great,
the Baltimore defense?
Lions. No, the Lions defense. And if the Lions didn't complete that pass, that would have put the Lions defense back out there. There would have been a turnover on downs, and the Lions would have defense came back out there. And I think they were kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there. Like, don't worry, if you don't get this fourth down completion or conversion.
Okay, long story short, you think the defense was gaining in confidence at the end of the game, even if the Lions failed in that fourth down conversion, the defense had their backs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They were, like, excited about the potential of going back out there to do some more celebrating.
Okay, thank you, Victor. I mean, I don't think you do that if you don't have faith in your defense, but I think ultimately he has faith in the offense. But Andy, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
What's all up?
Right. Hey, this is my second time calling into the show. Last time I called was the playoff game before the Commanders. I was worried about our pass rush getting towards the QB and, you know, Dan Campbell's record against good-looking coaches. I have a similar issue, you know, coming up with this Browns game. And I feel like everybody has an affinity towards the Browns because they're Lake Erie bros. They're on the lake with us. But the only thing that's helping me, think that we're going to be okay against the Browns is David Montgomery. And, you know, a lot of things going into the season, you know, everybody kind of forgot David Montgomery is coming off the MCL injury. And I was a little worried about it, to be honest. The two-headed monster is a big part of the Lions offense. And, you know, like seeing him run and how hard he was running, you know, the other night against Baltimore was, honestly, I felt like an awesome, positive sign.
Oh, he was awesome.
Season for those.
No, David
was unbelievable.
David Montgomery was fantastic. And he looked, you know, he can make you miss and he can run through your face. Like, he's got everything you'd want in a running back. And what a 1-2 punch they have. We saw the best of David Montgomery the other night.
Yeah, and honestly, it reminded me of, I don't know if you guys are big Lord of the Rings fans, but there's a scene in Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, at the Battle of Helm's Deep, when there's this Uruk-hai running with this sparkler into the wall, you know, and he's like, Legolas, shoot him down. And he shot two arrows at him, and he couldn't go down. That was David Montgomery. I mean, he was just unstoppable.
All right. There you go.
Okay, cool. Bro, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but sure. Somewhere out there, I hope. I don't know. What'd he say? I'm worried about them matching up against good-looking coaches.
I don't know
a man
what that
likes
is.
Dan Quinn. Word. And that analogy at the end, I hope 95% of our audience is going, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I'm completely clueless. 248-539-9797. Rod's in Royal Oak, and he's next. Hi, Rod.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I support whatever move Dan Campbell decides to make. If you feel like Amik is better, yeah, put him there. But to ask these guys, you got to have a deep cornerback room to play man-to-man all game. And I know we nitpick at Terrion Arnold, but you still have guys like like Mark Andrews, 2 touchdowns, 100 yards. That's not all Terrion Arnold. And you didn't hear his name called at all in the second half. And they had 7 sacks. That means coverage was tight from all defensive backs.
Yep.
So, I don't think he'll be the downfall, but he does have to clean some things up. And if Dan Campbell decides to switch up, then I'll
find out. I want to be clear here, and Rod, thank you for the phone call. I mostly agree with you. Dan Campbell just kind of implied there at the end that maybe they'll do something else. I don't want this to be misinterpreted as clearly Dan Campbell's got the clock ticking on Terrion Arnold. This is our interpretation of what he said. You know what I mean? I don't want to misrepresent it. But he did mention, maybe Terrion plays a little more. Or maybe Amik plays a little more. But let's, I don't want to pump the brakes before this starts to turn into something it's not.
No, I think there's a message sent.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Also stream it through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with Twitch, that's video. Go to 971theticket there with the search bar, and same thing on YouTube.
With handsome hosts.
Check us out with video. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.